Luigi Spearmint Chewing Gum invites you to enjoy Life. Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Friends, as you know, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is giving daily enjoyment to millions of people all over America, in offices and factories, on farms and ranches, in mine fields and oil fields. Folks find that chewing Wrigley's Spearmint helps them feel better and work better. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum are glad that their product is proving helpful and enjoyable to so many people, and they're glad, too, that they're able to bring you Life with Luigi, because they know it's the kind of a radio program that millions of Americans enjoy. And now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes about his adventures in America to his Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, the most wonderful thing in America is the mail. And they got a saying here, neither snow or sleet or rain or slush is it going to stop at the mailman. Mamma Mia is not only not to stop him, but 2-3 times a day, mailman is come into my store and bring in the rain, the snow, and the slush with him. But anyway, I'm happy to see him, and because every day he's bring me lots of letters. Most of the time, they're from people I don't know asking me to buy things I don't need with the money I'm no got. Like I tell you this morning, I'm received from an insurance company letter. Then the coupon that's a good for 1 free cake of soap if I'm going to buy 2 dozen or more. Then I'm going to get a free box of breakfast of cereal, which I'm going to eat because I forgot to send the cream. But the bigger thing in the mail is a mail order business. That's where they get their business for the mail order houses. They're very clever because they do big business and pay no rent. On every corner where there's a green mailbox, they got their department store. Today I'm receiving a catalog from a store called Consolidated Merchandise Company. And you should see this beautiful catalog. It's got everything, shoes, toys, groceries, clothes. Pick out what you want and they send you. It's like a Marshall Plan, only you pay for everything yourself. Anyway, I'm never buy from a mail order house before. So like a real American, I was looking through a big book to pick out something. When he's come into my store, man in a chauffeur's uniform. Oh, hello. How do you do, sir? Is there something I'm going to do for you?
Oh, hello. Say, the other evening, my boss and I were cruising by here when he noticed an antique you'd like to have in your window.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, we stopped and knocked on your door, but there was no answer. It was about 8:30.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, but you see, I'm going to go to night school all the time in the evening.
Oh, night school, huh? That's interesting.
Yeah, but what antique are you interested in?
That banjo clock in the window. My boss was very excited about it.
Oh, I'm sorry. That antique clock is already sold.
Sold? To whom?
To me.
You?
Yeah. You see, I'm in love with that clock too much. So every time somebody is coming to buy, I'm going to buy it the first.
Well, you can't make much money that way.
Well, maybe it's true. But money is to make you happy. I'm happy, so what if I'm going to need the money?
Well, listen, my boss is very wealthy. He owns a big department store, and he wants that antique very badly, and he'll pay.
Big department? He's a millionaire?
Yes. He's crazy about antiques. In fact, he's bugs on the stuff.
He's a what?
Bugs on the stuff.
Well, you tell him he should use a good spray. They're never going to bother him anymore.
Look, I simply can't go back to Mr. Mitchell without that clock.
Oh. Then maybe he's want to sell it to somebody else in his store.
Oh, right? No. He loves antiques. That's his life.
Oh, well, that's different. If a man is in love so much, then, I'm not going to refuse. I'll let him have a clock for a while.
Oh, thanks. That's very nice of him.
That's all right. Do you know, before you was to come in, I was doing something that's making me feel very American. And now I'm a feel even more. This is my first sale I've ever made to a millionaire.
Well, this millionaire is a very plain guy, just like you and me.
Huh? Just like you and me, huh?
Sure. It's the same with all millionaires. Take away their money, and what do you got?
20 years in a jail.
Well, I'll pay you now.
Oh, no. First, I'm going to clean him up nice. And then, after I'm going to clean him up, you're going to get it maybe tomorrow morning.
All right. Well, that's very nice of you. Look, here's my card if you want me, but I'll be here in the morning, and, of course, you won't sell it.
No, don't worry. I'm going to put a bigger deposit on it myself.
What?
I mean it for you this time. Goodbye.
All right. Goodbye.
Mamma mia, what banana. My first sale to a millionaire. Even my blood is beginning to feel rich.
Luigi, my fellow boob.
Hello, Chucha. How you feel, huh?
Ach, the same as always. Terrible. But you know me, Luigi. Smile. What are you polishing there, guitar?
No, it's a banjo clock.
Banjo clock?
Yeah.
Himmel, if we want to tell the time, soon we're going to have to call the musicians' union. What are you so happy about?
I should say, if I'm going to tell somebody, I'm going to bust. Today I made a big business deal with a millionaire.
A millionaire? J.P. Morgan?
No.
John D. Rockefeller?
No, a fellow who owns big department store.
So what's to be so cocky about? Next week is income tax day. He'll be a pauper like the rest of us. But don't worry. For that clock, he'll be able to pay you. How much are you charging him?
$40.
And how much did it cost you?
$39.
$1 profit? Luigi, a man can get to be a millionaire just by doing business with you.
You think it's the wrong price?
Luigi, the price you charged isn't wrong. It's indecent. Did you already quote him a price?
Well, I'm not a member. Millionaire is not coming himself. He's a chauffeur was here.
Ah, well, good. If he comes himself and it happens you mention the money, just take the $40.
Hmm? Uh-huh.
And when he hands you the cash, say the $40 is just the down payment.
Down payment?
Uh-huh. And then you tell him you expect the other 65 payments promptly on the first of every month. And then you say, why fool around with credit? You make a special deal for cash, $2,000. Wrap it up, thank you, call again, my friend, and with the profit, you open up a chain of antique shops.
No, Schultz, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to charge you my price at $40.
Luigi, the least you can do is act like a smart businessman. If you got a contact like a millionaire, you got to maneuver so you can see him in his own house. Not a chauffeur should pick up the clock and then just forget you.
You mean me? Me? I'm sure to go to a millionaire's house?
Sure, that's a wonderful contact. Maybe he's going to recommend you to another millionaire, and that millionaire sends you to another millionaire, and mishing around with all those rich people, some of their money is bound to rub off on you.
Rub off on me?
Sure. They all use new bills, and the ink is still wet.
Maybe you got a good idea. I'm sure to go there. And maybe I'm sure to meet the new people who's you want to buy antiques.
Sure.
I got a chauffeur's car. He's wrote down the number. I'm going to call him up right now. Tell him I'm going to be there with the clock.
Good, Luigi. You tell him that that's the only way he can have the clock. Don't be afraid, Luigi.
No,
hello?
Hello, Mr. Chauffeur. It's Luigi Basco.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, it's my banjo clock you was talking to today, remember?
Oh, sure. Everything okay?
Oh, yeah, everything is fine, but...
Go ahead, Luigi. Go ahead.
Well, Mr. Schoff, I was thinking maybe it would be better if I'm brought down to you, boss, myself. Then maybe I'm could explain everything, huh?
Well, all right, that'd be fine.
Oh, well, good.
Except that Mr. Mitchell left this morning for a 3-week vacation. You see, that's why he wasn't with me when I stopped at your store.
Oh.
But if you'll hold the clock, I'm sure he'd be very happy to see you when he gets back. Could you do that?
Yeah, well, yeah, sure, sure.
All right, fine. I'll call you in about 3 weeks, and you'll get together with him one evening.
In the evening? Oh, that's a fine. Well, goodbye, Mr. Shuffle. Goodbye.
Well?
Oh, sure, everything is all fixed up. I'm going to see Mr. Mitch in 3 weeks.
Luigi, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Maybe the beginning of a new career for you. Luigi Basco, millionaire. Oh, I think I'm going to give it a big laugh myself. Oh, my rheumatism is killing me.
Derek Consolidated Merchandise Company. I'm going to thank you very much for sending me your big, beautiful catalog, which has got so many things in it, it's making my head dizzy just to look at it. But I'm going to pick out something very soon, so don't worry if you don't hear from me. Just now, because
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pascal.
Hey, Luigi, how come you still got that banjo clock? I thought the chauffeur man was going to be here for it yesterday morning.
I'm going to tell you.
What?
I'm going to call a millionaire's house and make an appointment to see him in a person in 3 weeks.
Ooh, you lucky pupsy, you.
yeah, Pascal. And I'm going to keep a step with it, the new ways of doing a business.
I'm proud of you, little banana nose. And look, when you go to the millionaire's mansion, yeah. I'm going to give you something to take along for good luck.
Oh, that's very nice. What are you going to give me to take along?
My daughter Rosa. That would have helped you make a big impression.
Well, sure, yeah, it would have, Pasquale, but... Only I'm afraid if Rosa is making such a big impression, nobody's going to see me.
You stupid.
No, please, Pasquale, don't argue. I'm feeling too good. Besides, even if I didn't want to take Rosa, what excuse am I going to have?
Ah, that's just the point, Luigi. It's to make you Mr. Big Shots if you got a secretary. You take Rosa, you say she's your girl of Friday.
No, that's impossible, Pasquale. Rosa is a look too much like a Saturday, Sunday, and the rest of the week. Please, Pascal, if you don't mind, I'm busy looking through mail or the catalog to find something I'm going to order.
All right, go ahead. Don't pay no... You're going to order something, eh?
Yeah.
Luigi, what are you going to wear to this millionaire's house?
Well, suit I'm wearing now, or else I'm a got.
What? Want to look at you in that corduroy suit, or Luigi, with the loose buttons, a belt in the back? Butlers are going to mail you to the Salvation Army. Huh? You gotta have a new clothes. Wait, let me see this catalog. Ash cans, beds, cards for playing canazza, clothes, men's clothes. Luigi, I got a great idea.
What?
You want to feel like American, order from the book. All right, order a suit. That's come through the mail. It's also make you look good if you visit.
Good. That's a wonderful idea, Pasquale.
Sure, now you're killing the two birds with one pair of pants. Yeah, let me see what it says. Send the measurements by following directions. Suit will be delivered in 2 weeks.
2 weeks? That's just the time for me. Oh, Pasquale, can you measure me? Come on, because it's harder for me to do myself, right?
That's to give me the greatest of pleasure, Luigi. Where's your tape measure?
Wait. Oh, here.
Okay, here's the order blank right in the book, and now we're going to start.
Right.
First is the waist. To measure the waist of 32, put down a waist the size of 64.
Hup. Put down the waist the size of 64. 64, I thought you said a 32.
Sure. You want just the one half for the pants? 32 inches, it covers the front. 32 inches for the back. Together makes it 64.
Sure, I get it. Make the waist 64.
Same thing with a pants, a leg, knees. 2 times 18 is a 36.
Dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum is a 36.
Cuffs are nice and sharp for the drape shape of 40.
That's right. The drape shape is a 40.
Now for the suit, the latest style, and no belt in the back. Belt all the way around. Luigi, how many buttons do you want?
How many? 3, like always.
Oh, no, we make a 5.
5?
Sure, if you lose a button, you don't want to have to buy a new suit just to get another one.
Sure, that's right. The first quarter, you're really smart.
Just the 12.
Just the 12. Huh?
12.
Just the 12?
Suit is a split down front, the 12 on each side.
Oh, sure.
Pockets are 7.
Heart of pockets is a 7 and a pocket. Pasquale, you sure you're taking the right measurement? Huh?
Don't worry, Luigi. I'm measuring you like I never measured before. 12 to 82.
12 to 82.
In the seam of 6.
In the seam of 6. Oh, I'll be
return to life with Luigi. Here's a good thought to remember when you're doing your family shopping. These days, we're all looking for good values, and when it comes to a taste treat for the family, you just can't find a better value than Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. There are 5 sticks of Wrigley Spearmint to the package, and every stick is a delicious, long-lasting treat that's really satisfying. That means you can treat your whole family and your friends, too, at very little cost. So, remember to get some Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum next time you go to the store. It costs so little, tastes so good, and it's a treat that just about everyone enjoys. And now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Vasco's letter to his mother in Italy.
And so, Mamma Mia, these a few weeks that they flew like a bird coming back to the hometown in the spring. I was getting a little worried because I'm going to receive my suit, and I'm going to hide it from my millionaire. So to keep myself busy, I was figuring out how I myself could become a millionaire. And you know something, Mamma Mia? I've got a wonderful idea. It's easy. You just save $1 a week. That's right, and a million a week, so you're a millionaire. It'll take a long time, but anyway, I was thinking to call up the company when in is a postman with a package. Yeah. Yeah, sure, that's right. That's my package.
Pretty big, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, Mr. Postman, that's my suit from Mellow the House. Wait, please. I'm going to try it on right now. And then maybe you stay a little bit and tell me how it is, huh? Hey, look, how you like a material, huh? And a nice big box, is it, huh?
Well, isn't it a little loud?
Loud? What do you talk about? Since when are you going to hear a suit to talk?
Well, look at all those pockets. You got 7 on the jacket alone.
Yeah, but Pasquale used to say it's good to have lots of pockets when you're under rich people. Well, let me see now. That pants is a little bigger, huh? So long. And that's a funny sleeves is a different too. It's the wrong size. One is a long and the other one is a short. And the sleeves and the pants. And hey, where is it the collar? Is there no collar? Now, Mr. Postman, please tell me, what do you think of my new suit? Hey, where's the lever? Where's my mirror? Oh, no. Mamma mia. Pasquale. Hey, Pasquale, come in here quick.
Hey, what's the matter? What are you hollering?
Look.
You sound like you... Oh, look at that suit. Looks really good on you, Luigi. Especially on the left leg.
What are you talking about? A Pasquale suit's terrible. I'm not going to wear it.
Oh, you better calm down or relax. Answer your telephone.
Hello? Is it Luigi Basco's antique shop speaking?
Hello, this is Mr. Mitchell's chauffeur. Mr. Mitchell wants you to come down for cocktails and dinner this evening. Can you make it? Well, what's the matter? You still have that clock, don't you?
Yeah, well, sure.
Good. Then be here and bring the clock. He'll be very happy to see you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
What?
Is it what I'm sure to come for the cocktails or with the dinner?
Well, what are you so sad about? It's wonderful. Hey, cocktails means early. You only got about an hour. I'll give you suit a few alterations. Fold over the pants in the back and make it a belt tight. So it'll look very good.
Well, you think it's so, Pasquale?
Sure, it was the latest of fashion. I just saw a picture in a Vogue's magazine.
Oh, you did, huh?
Sure, don't worry. You're going to make a wonderful impression.
Good.
Besides, Luigi, it's not a how you dress, it's a how you act.
Sure.
Got to be a bigger man with a bigger people.
Well, how am I going to act?
All right, I'll give you for instance. You're standing around, butler comes around, he says, Manhattan, Mr. Bosco? Or what do you say?
I say, no, I've never been there.
Stupid, a greenhorn, a boob. That's a drink. So is a martini.
Martini? Hey, we got a friend with that name.
I think you better order root beer.
Maybe I'm a better not to go.
Well, sure, go. You learn a bigger lesson there. Bigger lesson, huh? You're better off someplace else.
What do you say?
Yeah, never mind. Now, remember, when you get with all them rich people, you stick your thumb in your soup like this, and you say, well, there's two sides to everything.
What's that to mean?
Nothing, but by the time they figure this out, you already made a big impression. Another thing, Luigi, if they want to loan you money, you act like a bigger man and refuse, and then they offer you more, you understand?
All right.
Good, and I'll fix the suit on you. Stand still.
All right.
And let me hear you practice how you're going to act.
Okay. He's going to say, I'm Manhattan. No, thank you, Mr. Butler. I'm always a drink of my friend, the martini. I'm a drink of root beer. And how's your business, Mr. Millionaire? Uh-huh. Mine, too. Oh, you want to lend me $50,000 for the antique shop? No, thanks. I'm not taking a $50,000. No, please. Don't push it. No, I'm going to want it.
Take the money already. I can't stand
Scotty, you know, I think I'm going to be pretty good in the day, huh?
I know you're going to be good, Luigi, especially when they see you in this suit. They're going to say he must be a rich man.
Yeah.
I bet you those millionaires is a rush right out to buy pants like yours with a belt in the back.
Oh, hello, Mr. Basco. Glad you could... Oh.
Hello, Mr. Schoeffer. What's the matter? Oh, you like my new suit, huh? Is it nice, huh?
Oh, it's new, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you just go right in there and join the guests. I'll take the clock up to Mr. Mitchell. He'll be down in a few minutes.
All right.
And I wouldn't be surprised if national debt reached a... Good heavens, what's that?
What?
There. He just peeked his head in here again, you see.
No. No, nobody but the richest man on earth would have the nerve to come to J.M.'s house in that get-up.
Well, you know him. J.M. knows everybody. Oh, here he comes.
Oh, hello. Hello, everybody. How you do, gentlemen? I'm Luigi Basco.
How do you do, Miss Basco? Hello. I'm Horace Stonewall. This is Mr. Ralph Jenkins. We're both with Farmers Bank and Trust.
Oh, you trust the farmers? That's pretty good. I'm with Antique Trust. I'm a trust everybody.
Why, geez,
I have a wonderful Italian marble top table. Been with the family over 50 years. You know anything about Italian marble, sir?
Oh, sure. I'm no plenty. If you drop, is a break in 100 pieces.
Yes. Mitchell isn't down yet, but he will be soon. Have you known him long?
Oh, no. Just a few weeks. We got a big business deal on it.
I see. And materials are very hard to get these days.
What I'm selling to him is impossible to get.
Oh, well, suppose we could get in on it.
It's impossible.
It's quite a busy day on the market today. Tape was behind 5 minutes.
In the market? Oh, well, is it no wonder it's taking so long to get to my order?
You don't say. Did you have a large order?
Oh, sure, plenty. I'm going to need an extra basket to put them in.
You don't say. Got any information on UP?
UP? Sure, that's up.
I'll put an order in tomorrow.
What about IT&T?
I didn't hear you, what?
What about IT&T?
IT&T. That's it. Well, I'm a positive.
Oh, I can see that you're a bull.
I'm a what?
You're certainly not a bear.
Oh, come now. Let's be sure. Are you bull or bear?
Well, you should be ashamed of yourself. I'm going to call you nothing and you call me something.
a minute. We were just asking you about some information on the market.
Yes, you just want to know if there are any good buys you can tell us about.
Well, now, why are you not asking me? I was there today. I tell you right away, best to buy in the market, that's a carrot.
Carrots?
Sure, there's a two buncher for 10 cents. That's the cheapest to buy they've been all the week.
Are you talking about the stock market?
No, I'm talking about a supermarket.
Supermarket.
Please, you know that.
And that suit, I thought this conversation was ridiculous.
That suit, please.
Oh, there you are, Jim.
Where did you ever find this funny chap?
Yes, where?
Mr. Basco, would you please come with me?
Why, sure. Please, Mr. Mitchell. You already got the clock. If you give him my money, I'm going to go now. I'm sorry I make you look so stupid to invite me to your house.
Just a second, Mr. Basco. It's my turn to apologize.
Huh?
For the rudeness of my guests. Unfortunately, if they aren't discussing money, stocks, or business, they have nothing to talk about.
Yeah, but they're right. My suit's terrible.
Where did you get it?
From mail order place. Consolidated Merchandise Company, and I'm bought... especially for you.
I see. Mr. Basco, my chauffeur told me quite a bit about you. You're going to night school. You're wanting to keep the clock and letting me have it. Your passionate devotion to antiques. We find very little of that nowadays, especially from where I sit.
Then maybe you should have changed your seat.
Yes. Well, I'm sorry this happened. Tell me, why did you sell the clock for only $40?
Well, Mr. Mitchell... like I'm a told you, chauffeur. When I'm sold a clock, I'm a feel I'm a just to make a loan for a while. Sometime I'm a wanna buy back for a while. And I'm a no want that the price should be too high.
I see. Mr. Basco, a moment ago you mentioned a mail order house. Well, I happen to own a department store, but it has no connection with Consolidated. I would, however, like to make up that embarrassing moment you suffered before. Come down to my store and we'll give you a brand new outfit from head to foot free.
But I know. Free? Oh, Mr. Mitchell, what am I going to say?
I've got a lot of antiques, and they'll never be too high for you to borrow. Will you come Sunday?
I'm going to come any day. With the business I'm going to do, don't make any difference when I'm going to close up in my store.
Thank you. Goodbye, Mr. Basco.
Goodbye, Mr. Mitchell. Goodbye. Goodbye and thank you. So, Mamma Mia, I'm ahead of my first experience with American Millionaire, and it was very, very good. When the Pasquale is to see me wearing Mr. Mitchell's new suit, he's to see how foolish he's to act. But I'm going to forgive him quick, because I'm going to stand the one thing which is much more important. Wonderful thing I'm going to learn is how people, the people, rich, poor, and a medium, they got expression in America is, he's a very true, Mamma Mia. And no matter who we are, we all are brothers under the closet. To your loving son, Luigi Vasco, an immigrant.
Friends, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum hope you've enjoyed tonight's episode of Life with Luigi. And they want to remind you that Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is not only good, but also good for you. After meals, for instance, chewing Wrigley's Spearmint aids digestion. Then, too, the chewing helps cleanse the teeth, helps keep them looking bright and attractive. So enjoy this pleasant, healthful chewing and the lively, delicious flavor of Wrigley's Spearmint regularly. Chew Wrigley's Spearmint gum after meals and between meals. Millions enjoy it daily. You will, too. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint chewing gum invite you to listen next week at this time when Luigi Vasco writes another letter to his Mama Vasco in Italy. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production and directed by Mr. Howard. Mack Benoff writes the script with Lou Dermot. J. Carroll Nash is starred as Luigi Vasco with Alan Reed as Pasquale. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.